Our death will be a kiss of a creator, first door of that great deep union. That is our goal. There is no other goal for us, that incredible happiness to be united, to be one with God, with the love himself. And what I want to offer you today, my dear brother and sister, is to have again 1 minute of silent prayer, and we will consecrate our death to the Lord through the hands of Mary, so that she can be there on our last day and help us, prepare us as a beautiful bride to be given to Jesus, to make us beautiful as she's beautiful, because the treasure of the mother belongs to the child. You know that? Peter Flack said that. The treasure of the mother belongs to the child. Her beauty is ours. Her love is ours, because what is hers, she badly wants to give it to us. So if we ask her to be there when we die, she'll definitely be happy to be there. And to, if we are not clean enough, if we are full of stains or dirty of some things that are not clean, she'll take care. And then we will consecrate our death now to God. And one other thing, we will add somebody else. We have beloved ones, might be our children, our husband, our wife, our friend, our fiancé, father, mother, whoever we love most. We will thank the Lord for the day he has chosen. And we will tell the Lord, okay, Lord, that day will be fine with me, because it is your decision. And I am not anxious anymore about that day when you take that person. And I thank you, Lord, for the way you have chosen how you will take my child, how you will take my husband, my wife, how you will take my mother, my father. It is fine with me, because you have decided the best way. And I offer up, Lord, these beloved ones to you. You have entrusted them to me, but they are yours. They go back to you. Anytime, Lord, will be fine for me. So we will consecrate the death of our beloved ones to Jesus through the hands of our mother. And we will reconcile with this idea that this will happen one day. And fears will go. It will be a great, deep healing. And this prayer, do it again tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. A great healing is granted to us these days as we are preparing the great Jubilee. Let us